You're listening to the show about the Swedish meatball king. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
He was just parked there, and he thought I was going to back into him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have a mirror. I have a camera. I can see. I'm not going to hit you. Like, I was so mad. But the whole time, I was, like, observing myself doing this.
Yeah.
And it was really, like, cosmic and kind of interesting. It was a moment.
Driving makes me the maddest.
Yeah, you get road rage.
Eric witnessed a really big road rage moment the other day. There's so many unsafe drivers up here. Like, they're so unsafe and they don't give a fuck. Them and their pickup trucks, I call them all pickup fucks because they all suck. They drive down the fucking center of the road 10, 15, 20 miles per hour over the speed limit.
I learned a new technique from TikTok. People are immune when you flip them off, right? Nobody cares,
especially
right?
People like that.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. So what the new thing you do, and it feels much better, I can't hear you, Adam, is to give a thumbs down.
I was going to guess a sarcastic thumbs up.
Choice.
Oh, I've gotten that before.
I feel like I would be more likely to do a sarcastic thumbs up because you did the thumbs down that one time that I was like, fuck you to that
thumbs
lady.
Down is really good.
It's really good.
But the sarcastic
it feels
thumbs
really
up
good.
Is probably something that I would do.
It's
more.
Just like express disapproval.
That's so
yeah,
good.
Like,
it's not even anger. It's just like, no way. No.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
like
driver that. For mad. All right, guys.
Amazing.
Eric, do you have my recap queued
up? I do.
Up?
It is ready.
Since it's my 40th session of Pork Fried Dice, mm-hmm. my 10th recap,
the big
4-0, I would just do a little something.
Oh, my God.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Something in the way it moves attracts Roscoe like no other hat. Could he be a mustard therapist? He likes the way it does sound, even if it makes Will frown. Somewhere in her wilds, she knows.
Oh, yeah.
Malvolio's interested in Rafina. Something in her style that flounces. And eats a paper voucher. The captain wants to couch her.
Oh!
That's a good rhyme.
That's a good one.
Bathwack's acting like a king. What a show! What a show! Will pretends to be subserving. Oh God, no!
What else happened here? Well, Will did an arcana check on Roscoe's mustard. No luck. Yeah. He found out the name of the ship is the SS Abalone. Bathwack and Mo flounce. Rafina asks Bathwack about her wiles, and he says, oh, that's a while. Eric tried to list some goods and sundries and failed miserably. And I know we've got to get to planning Bathwack's fake death, but in the meantime, we've got some investigating to do.
Something in the way he foresaw makes us think Millings is an impostor. Mustard. But we find no clues in his store. We don't want to leave it now, but maybe we should leave now. All right, everybody, to the alehouse. We've got some bathwhack killing to plan. I'm John Lennon.
I guess.
I'm John Lennon, I guess. Very good.
Oh, awesome!
It reminds me of fantastic. What was the movie? Was it with
Across the?
Yeah, no, 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 not what? Across the Universe. Where like Paul Rudd and Jack Black are the Beatles.
The John C. Reilly biopic.
Walk Hard.
The Dewey Cox story.
Did you see
story.
That movie, Adam?
I haven't seen that one.
It's so funny.
You should actually.
It is really funny.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, like, yeah, it's a bunch of, you know, goofy comedians doing funny
sure.
things.
It's
but
that
all,
style.
It's good.
It's a funny one.
It's, John C. Reilly is wonderful, so. But that's what it reminded
really
me of the
It's a really good
end.
Send up of those, you know,
nice.
Rock biopics.
Yes.
It's very good.
Yeah, for sure. That was so great. Oh.
Did you hear
where
that?
Did a duck come?
Somebody
a
did
duck
a duck
screen.
Sound emoji.
It was. Hey, guys. Just wanted to let you know, we all sound a little crazy here because there was a sudden duck noise that occurred that did not get captured by any of our recording methods. So, yeah, new Discord sounds. Pretty cool, huh? Not that you can hear them. So, not that cool. Bye!
What? Wait!
This is better than your soundboard!
Is not, because you can't even hear it. So there.
Oh my god! That's so... What the
right,
hell
just so you know,
happening?
That's there now.
It's been there.
Did
it's
you
very
do that?
Loud.
Who did
I didn't
that?
Do any of that.
It's really loud.
All
that was me,
did.
That was me. There
was
a new
them.
Icon on my Discord
thing.
That sucked me in.
See, open sound?
It's a little music note-y thing. So, sorry. Wait, why is the peach... Oh, I get it.
You got there, Abby. Good job.
I did. I finally got there. And I would like to complain that that trumpet is a trombone sound, and they're giving an icon of a trumpet.
Yeah.
Fail, Discord. Fail.
Wow.
Mad.
I wish I knew the difference between those sounds. Maybe one day I will.
Harvey can't make that sound.
Yeah, no, he can't. I get, but also, he's 10 and has played for like 1 year. So, yeah, he can't do lots of things. I wouldn't
have
known
slide.
If that was a trumpet. Okay, but can't you... You can't make, like... Mary, beep, boop, boop, with a trumpet.
Correct, you cannot.
You can't slide notes around you. It's not... We're used to Harvey playing, like, the songs that they're playing in fifth grade, where it's like...
Yeah.
Dirt, 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 dirt.
That's amazing.
An amazing.
Very good impression.
We sat through an hour of it last night.
Yes, we did.
Oh, fun time.
Oh, my God.
Guys, I'm just realizing that we really, like, for this session, we needed to be prepared.
Yes.
With, like, a plan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how much Eric needed to have prepped. Like, we just need to come up with our plan.
Woo! Okay, let me get my character sheet out. Whoops.
Yeah. All right, guys. What's the plan?
Wait, is that really... Oh, God.
So we're... What are we?
You're
like,
in like
a private room?
Private room in the ale house.
Okay, yeah.
The barkeep had left you there.
Okay.
So yeah, there's the four of you, there's Shimi, there's Mo, there's Captain Clockface. I think Bernard probably cut up to you guys
okay,
between
good,
now and
like,
then.
Yeah, I have,
he's not just wandering
he?
The streets.
Wandering the streets?
Are you going to ask him?
I guess, maybe.
And
but
Roscoe's got
right
Roscoe,
now.
Right? Roscoe maybe was hanging out
yeah,
with
yeah, Roscoe's Bert. There. He's been with you the whole time, I think.
All right, okay.
Good. We're good at keeping cool. track of all these things.
I should just kill them all.
Too many NPCs.
Yeah, a lot. So everyone is in this room. God, like, does Will even trust, like, Mo to keep this a secret? I guess he's going to have to because he's going to freak out about Bathwack if he doesn't know Bathwack
maybe
will
we
be dead.
Maybe we could find a separate room for them.
But them in a closet in this room.
You just guys, push them under the table.
There's a special dining room in here. We just lock them in the closet.
No, but seriously, if any of the NPC's presence is going to hamper our character's comfort with planning, then we should put them somewhere else.
Right. I'm just thinking as Will, you know, who Will is always like, you have to limit the information that people know.
Like, 2.5 that can talk.
So Clockface can't talk, but he could mime.
He could.
Do we trust him, Bathwick? Let's set him on fire. Mo is going to have to know because Mo will freak out. Yeah, Will would say these things to himself at least. Most people, they probably all would be like, yeah, of course we're going to tell all these people that are in our party. And Will's like, psh. Yeah.
Captain Clockface shrugs and then draws his finger across his throat.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
who is he threatening?
You.
There's a question. Maybe it should have been the other order.
The reverse throat and then the shrug?
Sewing it up? Oh, okay.
Reverse. What's the reverse of a shrug?
You. Relaxing.
Relaxing.
Yeah, Mo and Shimi can talk. Bernard can communicate.
He can talk. He's literally talked to everybody. At least, I guess I don't know if he talks to strangers, but he's talked to people here.
Yeah.
So he can open his big gap. But I trust Bernard. Yes, of course we'll trust Bernard.
To the rest of the party.
Well, I don't care because how dare you?
I think those are the talkers. I'm probably forgetting somebody still. There's some animals.
Shimi
and
is
stuff.
The biggest fucking talker. Now, we have to be careful about Shimi, but he's going to want to be involved.
Yeah, Shimi's going to complain if we try to get rid of him.
I mean, I think Shimi's an asset.
Well, I was trying to get rid of some NPCs, but nobody can leave, Eric!
That's
It's never going to work.
All right,
okay.
Just picture them standing along the wall.
Yeah,
just
they're standing
watching you guys.
Awkwardly because they know we're the main characters.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're like, are we allowed?
Well, they're eating beer nuts.
And if I ever want to say anything, one of them can say it.
I will say this. I think Mo might be more dangerous.
You mean Mo?
What did I say?
You said Mo.
You said more.
I meant Mo.
Mo
dangerous. You said Mo.
I said Mo. It just sounded okay. I think Mo would be is more dangerous in grief over Bathwack's death if he actually believes Bathwack is dead.
Yeah.
Although that could help sell it.
I guess, but I feel like he would be pestering us. Well, I guess we could. Roscoe and Will could be actually talking about this. Be like, should Mo even know this? And what Will would say is. The thing is, like, he probably will pester us until we want to kill him about being worried about, like, somehow getting Bathwack to come back to life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm Roscoe LaFleur, and that makes a lot of sense, Will. So let's just sit down, and before we get into the planning session, we'll just explain to all the speaking NPCs why it's very very, in fact, this counts as that. This is me doing that right now, everybody. Listen up. It's very, very important that what we say in this room stays in this room.
Will looks at Shimi like deadly as Roscoe is saying this. Like, he's looking right at Shimi.
He's looking back at you.
Yeah, okay.
This room is called the Las Vegas room, I see.
Is it really? I don't remember that. Oh, I wish.
You know, hotels have different rooms. Like the different suites. This is the Las Vegas suite.
I don't think this is a hotel, though.
It's not.
It's not a hotel.
It should be the Las Vegas room anyway. I really hope
it is. What happens in the Las Vegas room stays in the Las Vegas room.
Thank you for spelling it out.
Okay, now it really does that. That's so excellent.
Because I didn't get it. I'm
serious.
You're
really not getting
it?
Really?
I didn't know what he was doing. Like, why is Adam doing this?
It's
I don't know.
Perfect. Eric.
That is, like, Roscoe
I've never seen
says
that
just unironically because Las Vegas doesn't exist. It's Tivoli.
I don't need to see no stinking movie to know that.
Good.
All right. Shimi.
Yep.
Mo.
Huh?
Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
Roscoe? Clockface?
I think it's Oscar, right?
Oh, yeah, it is Oscar. I thought, I forgot.
Oh, I thought
I sorry. It's just muscle memory there. Oscar? Okay, Eric.
It's your dog.
Okay, but does he bark?
I'll do it. The dog has to look like, you know, this is a relatively new dog, has to look up at Roscoe and cock its head. Like, huh?
I think he sits up.
Yes, it's good. Up. Oh, yeah.
He's a bit of dachshund, right?
All right, that's fine. That's all I needed. Okay, Mr. Clockface.
He nods.
Pippa.
Rattle, rattle.
She just bites him or something.
That was Rafina.
How dare you?
That was Rafina, by the way. Rafina was vocalizing for
her. The warp and scorpion in the terrarium.
Oh, shit.
And you hear a rattling coming from the terrarium.
Yeah, is it in there?
Because
it's playing the maracas.
I did give it some tiny maracas.
Did I?
And it could hold them because it has little scorpion pinches.
Did I miss anybody? Is that
probably
all?
Hope so.
Oh my goodness.
The fish tacos and Bathwax bag might be sentient at this point. Just kidding. I know we got rid of them. I know we got rid of them.
Do you all solemnly swear not to repeat a single word that we utter in this room with the understanding that what we're about to plan is very important, secret information, essential to the saving of the world?
And as he's doing that, can I point at the door that the guy might be listening at and just prestidigitate, like crickets chirping or something, just at the door?
To cover noise.
To cover.
Like white noise?
Yeah, like what? Yeah, an ocean crashing. Anything. I just, crickets chirping.
The waterfall.
The crickets have been driving me insane. The countryside sucks. Not me, that's Will.
It's definitely like a cricket, and to Will it's deafening.
Yeah, well, a cricket is worse than many crickets, Beb.
Beb?
Well, like an occasional cricket? Yeah, it's annoying, but it's not going to block out noise.
But that's what I'm saying, crickets.
I know. Okay. I was just joking that a cricket to Will is deafening.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's interesting, because if you liken a single cricket to the single slit experiment.
I do. Which I do.
Multiple crickets. Come on now, Alex. Help me out here.
Are you going to bring this around to semen again?
Jack about the slit experiment. Only Rafina knows everything about it.
Whoa.
And her wiles.
What's that, Alex?
That's my wiles. Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My quantum wiles.
Yep, I swear. Cross my heart, hope to die. We're all party members here, right?
Yeah,
members of the same group.
A junior.
Ride or die.
But we're not hoping for you to die, Shamie. We're hoping for Bathwack to die.
Wait, what? We're going to kill Bathwack? No! No, we cannot kill Bathwack!
Who was here for when Juliet lady attacked us by the Quiet Crossings Inn?
I think everyone!
Well, she said that we, with Bathwack, cannot take a single move closer to Gully's End, or else we're in big trouble. They know we're coming, so we need to disguise our travels as having to do with something not what we're actually doing, which is to go and, like, fight her.
Yeah,
and the best way to do that, well, yeah, fight and kill her. Yeah, exactly. But before that, we've got to make her and everyone else think that Bathwack, the main challenge to her employer.
Poyer? Oh, power. I was like, what's that word?
It's we're beyond the pale.
Beyond the poil.
Beyond the poil. That her main challenger, Bathwack, Madrak, is dead.
We're not going to kill Juliet.
What?
We're going to... We won't need to, because she won't oppose us, right?
Sure. Let's focus on one thing at a time, okay?
Well, Bathwack, Bathwack, we might have to kill her anyway. You know,
he won't know he'll be pretend dead.
Okay, Bathwack, yeah, just close your eyes the whole time. Don't listen if there are screams.
Pretend dead?
Don't listen. Yeah, so that's the plan. Like, he's not actually going to die, Mo. We're kind of hoping that we could escort him across the ocean to Gully's End.
Oh!
without getting attacked. That's what Roscoe was saying. So he's not, but we don't want to kill him. If he dies, actually, then he can't help us.
Oh,
if we
yeah,
do get
that's
attacked.
Not good. I do not like kill Bathwack. Pretend kill. Okay. What plan? What do we do?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
We just told you.
Well, we have to figure out what we're going to do to make him dead. Or pretend dead. And also, we have to figure out what you're going to look like, or if you're going to be hiding in a box the whole time, or...
Right. I think there are two parts, yeah. Two phases to this plan. One, the, I presume, very public death of Bathwick, the act mm-hmm. itself. And two, the cover-up, mm-hmm. right? So, do we... Romeo and Juliet, no relation, him, and make him seem dead and have him just be unconscious and cold but still alive for the extent of their entire trip to Gully's End? That sounds kind of boring. I like having Bathwick conscious and around. So we need to have a fake Bathwick, like a fake corpse. We have to make one so that that one can be dead. And the living Bathwack, well, we're going to have to figure out what to do with you.
I'm sure if we stick around this town for a couple days, there might be a dead body somewhere that we might have been involved in the death of. But
we don't have a couple days.
Well, even 24 hours. I don't know. Like, we... Okay, but here's the thing. Yeah, we might be leaving in the morning, but what I suggest... I mean, in my experience, when you want to... spread a rumor, you need to have people, one, care about the situation, and two, like, they have to care about and pay attention to the situation, and then they have to talk about it. That news has to spread. It has to spread. That's what we're relying on. Otherwise, I mean, I guess, sure, Juliet Rusher could fly at us over the ocean, but, like, she's not going to wait and check. We don't want her to check. We don't want her to be checking on us. We want her to not look at us at all. We want this news to reach her. That's what I think.
So who do we have to convince? This entire town? In addition to people from Gully's End?
Well, the last thing that I saw this entire town care about was the death of a certain ferret. And, did I overhear you, Rufina, starting to spread the rumor that the ferret might have been murdered?
Wait, did I?
Yeah, you did. It was in a recap. I doubt that you were intending that to but you certainly just...
I have been very concerned about the cause of death. This is true.
Yeah. So, what if...
I didn't know I was... Yes, okay.
What if Bathwack was murdered by the same person who murdered the ferret?
The king of Gully's End was murdered by a ferret guy?
No, like... the same person who killed the ferret.
A ferret murderer. Bathwack
killed the ferret.
Ferret. Right. Like a... right.
Oh, that's great. What if Bathwack killed the ferret? And then we kill Bathwack in retribution.
But do you think the captain wouldn't want to just hurl him overboard? He seems very attached to that ferret.
Yeah, well, what
I
if...
I can distract him with could my
Bathwack, what do you think?
Well, also, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm riffing now. But what if...
We're not.
We somehow arranged for the... For me to die the same way the ferret did. But, like, maybe we can provoke the captain's rage and he can push me off the... side of the boat or something, right?
I don't think we want the captain to be guilty of murdering you.
No?
The captain is the guy who's going to be escorting us across the ocean.
But we might not have rights on the boat once the captain is in jail or something.
Well, we should. And I could fake any sort of paperwork that would need to be involved with that.
I mean, I could resist arrest, right? And then maybe it would be just... I don't know.
But I think part of what you're saying is a good idea, Bathwack. No. I think if you also fell to your death the way the ferret did, I think that would be enough. Well, I mean, I don't know. How much do we really have to fan the flames of the news of the King of Gully's End's death?
Because...
Yeah, everybody seemed to be pretty
like looking at Bethwack when
they
he
know
was here.
Who he is, right?
They were yes. like, oh,
Marvel, well, Marvel, some Marvel, people Marvel, do. Marvel. I mean, were we all? Were they really genuinely all doing that? Like you said, that there were people here and there looking at him when I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All I'm saying, like, so. Oh shit! Now that I forgot, because those are two different thoughts. People recognizing him and the flames of. Okay, so I think that, I mean. Bathwack, I'm assuming you're known as a fighter, you know? I don't think you falling off of the deck of a ship is going to convince anyone that you're dead. You've jumped off of a goddamn tower. Like, I don't think that they know you're a ridiculously strong lizard guy.
He is a prime specimen.
Right, so...
So you'll all have to bring me in?
I... think You'll that we should kill just me. Kill you majestically. I think that we have enough enemies. Like we have been fighting people all over. I mean, if any news of us at all has traversed the land, I feel like people know, I mean, either of our group or of you, they know you're strong. They know that we've killed people. They know we fight people. I don't think it's that unbelievable for just a random enemy to come in and try to kill you. I'm just saying, because I can look like anything. I could be the person that kills you.
Mm.
And then it can be a big spectacle, and it could be wherever we want it, and nobody is guilty of murder besides the bad guy.
Oh, Will, could you be a dragon?
No, I don't know if I could be a dragon, but I could make an image of a dragon, or I could change into something crazy, like I was a big giant crab. Not too long ago. You didn't see that, Sheenie, but I was an enormous crab. So, like, that's why I could be eaten by an enormous crab. What a tragedy.
Or a toad.
Or a toad. My birthday, my actual birthday present. That's why getting eaten by a toad.
But you've also got a good point, Will. Bathwack's a great warrior. We need him to have a death befitting one of his stature. So if you were to be disguised as somebody... who could actually kill him. And we staged a choreographed fight between the two of you in a very public way. That could be really cool.
Yeah.
And maybe
and
we could
that
tie it.
Definitely.
Yeah, and we could tie it to Chloe if Bathwack, you said something very offensive.
If I was
about
a giant
ferret. No. No. If you and we could be further ingratiated with the captain if whoever you are, Will, you fight Bathwack to defend the ferret's honor. If Bathwack says something publicly like, who gives a fuck about Chloe the ferret? Then you were like, fuck you, I'm gonna kill you. And then you killed him. We'd be in even better graces with Captain Malvolio.
I mean, that's assuming I'm someone else. I mean, that's, like, if I'm someone else, then that person would have to join the group or something. I don't know.
No, that person would just have to escape.
Oh,
okay.
But
also, like, would the captain then be willing to bear the corpse of Bathwack back to his homeland?
Oh, God, this
Maybe
is like
Bathwack
the fox,
be
the hen, and the grain.
Bathwack should be the one that defends the stupid ferret, and then I kill him, and then the captain definitely want to return him to his,
makes sense.
Cemetery of honor.
Together, all together, we're kind of smart.
So, Will, you're going to be the one who insults the ferret, right?
Sure, not hard at all.
Let's hear
but
one.
But as a different face.
It's a ferret. What else do I have to say? It stinks. Actually, I don't know if I know anything about
ferret.
Ferrets. What's a ferret? Is
I
it
mean,
like
Will
it's
would
like
probably
some kind
assume
of,
a ferret stinks.
I could wear a coat made of ferrets, you guys. I could be the ferret, you know, murderer of the land. Like Mr. Ferret Destroyer.
Oh, you could sing a song in public called See My Ferret Vest.
Wait, is that a reference to something?
See My Vest made from, well, it's the whole thing. It's a whole thing. I can't get into
test.
It.
Is it like Beauty and the Beast?
It is Beauty and the Beast.
But I'm like combined, it's the Simpsons parody of
Beauty and the Beast, but is also like 101 Dalmatians because it's Mr. Burns singing, see my vest made from real gorilla chest.
Yes!
And he wants to kill all the dogs.
I do know that. Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I saw that episode of The Simpsons. I know what you're talking about.
Says
yes,
Will.
I can do that in public. No, I'm not going to sing a song. No songs, Roscoe.
All right, I'll be serious.
But also, what are you guys gonna do? Because, like, you know, I think like a building exploding would be cool. Rafina, can you do that?
What?
Roscoe,
why?
Can you draw? Just because a spectacle is great, it gets people talking.
A little collateral damage.
Yeah.
Let's not destroy the town.
Why not?
We might kill more ferrets by accident.
The fate of the world is at stake, Roscoe. Destroy the library. Who cares?
It'll be a ferret preschool we accidentally blow up.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
That's really funny.
I think the fact that the state of the world is at stake is all the more argument for why we need to be very precise and specific and simple in our plan.
I mean, if you want a spectacle, I can make a storm, but sometimes that kills people when I do that.
Destroy a building. Like, okay, guys, wait, first of all, you guys are going to be fighting me. What am I even saying? You guys will be fighting me. It should be all of you fighting the villain. And then I'm going to have to, like, I don't know, I'm going to have to dress you up as me or something. It'll be a short version of me.
I could pull that off.
I don't know. Like, I could just be.
Well, no, we'll just say that Will hid because he was scared. And I think that would be really believable. Right, Will?
Yeah?
Right, Will?
Yeah?
Just a little joke about, you know, dynamics and personalities. It's funny, right? Because you know, guys, right? Because when...
And then Roscoe can slip on a mustard stain and fart himself to death.
Oh, touche.
Well...
Touche. Touche.
Touche. Touche. Correct. Let's write that into the death, though. I'm going to make sure that's in there. We'll have two bodies. One that will have died in honor of a ferret, and one that will just have flatulated himself.
Self-flatulation.
To an early demise. Self-flatulation.
Self-flatulation.
Amazing.
All right, episode titles taken care of.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just, like, if Bathwack is fighting me, I think it's weird that Rafina wouldn't. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Rafina will, of course.
All right, fight
me,
Rafina.
I'll just use one of my spells that never work. It won't be hard.
Yeah. You know, well, okay, Rafina, don't actually kill me.
Okay.
Rafina, you're going to kill me, Rafina. Wait a second.
I'm going to just take the tiny hut and pretend to run over you. But it doesn't even roll. It's such a terrible spell.
Rafina, you have
Why
so
doesn't
many
my
more
tiny
things.
Hut roll?
I don't think that's what you have to worry about, Rafina. Like, you have terrifying things that, like, if you cast them, I might lose. And then everything's going to be... You got to be careful.
Can you just cast an image of something, of, like, a spear coming at you from my hand?
If I am something else, like, if I'm an animal or a...
Oh,
if
you
I'm
can't
casting
do both.
I mean, I can look like any humanoid. Is there an enemy that we have that we know could kill us? Nobody can kill us. I can't be a humanoid. Nobody can kill us.
I mean, I suggested a dragon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know, but I can do that, but then I don't think I can, like, be casting a bunch of other spells as I'm casting a spell that changes me into a giant animal. So, or whatever I'm going to be. I have a lot to be focusing on. Like, I can't be in charge of everything. That's why I'm trying to group... source this.
I mean, can you guys cast spells as if Will's casting mm-hmm. them as the bad guy?
Yeah, we'll
throw our spells.
Ooh.
Buildings are
I
going to be destroyed. This is going to be very exciting.
Well, okay, then we need to decide where we're going to be because
yeah, Mo, Shimi, you have a
what?
Job. Go right now. Scout the city and find. A good building for us to destroy that will be uninhabited.
Yeah, but it has
but
to be in a part
that
of...
is public.
Yes, it has to be in a part of town that people will see.
So you are now location scouts, okay? You need to find something very, very visible, very public. But that we know will be empty in the morning? Are we doing this tomorrow morning?
I know, right? Like, because we're supposed to leave. We're supposed to leave. Well, I mean, that's what Rafina said.
They're not going to leave without Rafina.
So, how much time do we're leaving have? Like, tomorrow, what time of right? day is it? Like,
we should do it at the busiest time, right?
Yeah, we need to do it at the prime time.
Well, I mean, this is a small enough town. I mean, if you guys are making enough noise, I think you'll probably bring them out. But
we'll wake everybody up at 9:30.
3 in the morning.
Oh, okay. Wake everyone up at 9:30.
Everyone goes to bed at 8 here. Lamesville.
What time is it?
Like, how much time do we have if we have to leave in the
morning? Fucking clue what time it
is. Like, also, maybe, Rafina, you can... I'm sure you have a little bit of flexibility with the captain. Didn't mean it that way, but also meant it that way. I'm sure that you could convince him to change it a little bit, you know? You could be like, I've got to...
Just do a back bend. Let's go in the afternoon.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know... Right.
I don't think we need to convince him of anything. As long as Rafina's not there, he's not going to leave.
Yeah.
I think it's like 5 or 6 o'clock, by the way, p.m.
That's what I kind of think. Okay. It's like dinner-ish time.
Sure. Sounds great.
Yeah. It's a good time for a fight.
Oh, my God. Right now? Oh, shit. Okay.
No. The fight's going to happen tomorrow morning. We need to plan it. Yeah, Mo and Shimi, go find a good location.
On it. Come on, Mo.
Okay. By the way, I could cast Spirit Guardian and then have it look like it's beating you up.
Okay. All right. But good, it won't good. Beat me up?
Because I can control it.
Okay.
To a certain extent.
Rafina. Like, Will, like, his face looks a little ashen. Like, it just, you could see the color, like, just kind of fade.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, like, he's like, I am used to creating so spectacles, deliberate. But, like, you guys are formidable. Rafina, you're the most terrifying, so, you know.
I don't know why you say that.
You killed the swirly man in, like, a second. Somehow.
It was an accident.
And also lots of other things. You're scary. So I'm just saying. I don't want to be
okay,
actually
well.
Murdered.
Rafina rolls her eyes and sips her tea with her pinky stuck out.
Okay, so the plan is coming together. Bathwack, this is all about you, buddy. So, what are your thoughts? What are your questions? What are your ideas?
Now this long pause is just built into the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and we can't cut it.
You don't understand. Horrible. That's part of Bathwack.
Yeah.
It always comes with these pauses.
It's unusual tonight. I'm so tired.
No, it's not.
It's not unusual to
it's
be
just
loved
you.
By anyone.
It's just Bathwack. Everyone loves it. I mean, not when it's
KT
too long,
adds but. Pauses in sometimes.
No.
I'm kidding.
But, now that you say that, I will say sometimes to help you out, I shorten your pause a little bit.
Yeah, like, that's
like,
editing.
It's but, like, in general, I try to keep, like, your the pauses are part
indicative
of Bathwack's
yeah.
charm.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think that I've even said it in role-playing, like...
Yeah.
Like, it scares
it's,
Will.
It's like, thoughtful. It's yes, thoughtful and, like, yes. rooted. But also... I was an Alex. That wasn't me trying to put you on the spot. If you're too tired, I just wanted like to give you an opportunity to have some buy-in into, you know, the planning since it is like a
yeah,
big thing
for
Bathwack.
Sure.
So
yeah.
it's up to you though. Like if you are comfortable with us kind of like taking this and running, like that's awesome. But consider this an opportunity to do your thing. Do your thing.
A little bit.
So I mean, if Bathwack and Alex are the same person. We were both just daydreaming about what it would be like to fight Will.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that. I love hearing that. Will's just innocently looking over at Bathwack like, this is great. Uh-huh. And Bathwack's like, how would I
he's
fight
He's like under
Will?
The table, like swinging a
yeah,
stand.
Yeah, I know.
Like
and like, I look over at Bathwack, I smile for a second, then I'm like, holy fucking shit, he's already practicing.
Bathwack's just daydreaming. He's just going to really enjoy this. That's amazing.
He's twirling nunchucks
I'm
behind
really
his back.
Die. Oh, this could go so wrong.
Okay. Well,
what if you hit me accidentally, Alex? All right, wait a second.
What if I hit you on purpose?
Yeah.
You gotta sell it.
I will, but like I can't be dead. That. Oh my god. Okay. I don't even want to say this because what if it happens? But like, what if like Will has pride, and I think so does Bethwack. What if they just start really fucking fighting?
I love that.
Oh my we'll god. See.
Man. Look, guys, we can plan the ferret insults and the actual specific moves of the fight later. For now, there's some other big pieces that we need to get to the bottom of. For example,
what do we do with my corpse?
Yeah, and what will be the nature of your corpse?
Fondant. Oh, yeah. Gwen's gone, sorry.
That's sad.
I do have a bag. I literally just saw this that I wrote that. Gwen's bag. I have Gwen's bag.
Oh my god.
Is there any fondant in
do
there?
Do we have enough?
I mean, can Will just make me look dead long enough to move me away somewhere?
Okay, I think so like we need some object permanence around whatever your body's going to be. It needs to be something that can always be there, no matter what. Right?
Something
so
like a taxidermied
alligator?
Yeah.
Okay, so Bathwick is enormous. Like, how many people do we see like him every day? It will be very hard to get a body double for him.
Two people.
Like, but I feel like
in a trench
again,
coat.
Bathwack, I know you love the idea. I see you laying down all the time, Bathwack, but I know you love the idea of lying in a box all the way across an ocean. But let's be real. I'm not going to clean up your box if you plan on staying in there. So I think that we should probably disguise you in some way or...
Why can't we have him... Oh, I guess we have to have... So something recognizable.
We can, first of all, I could probably in some way, I could make you cold maybe. I could definitely make you look dead, but like to the touch. I mean, Rafina, you're a healer. Maybe everyone will trust you. You have to show your medical card to be like, I'm a doctor. You know what I'm saying? So nobody else approaches or very few people need to approach. Or if there's a doctor in the village, we need to learn a little bit more about that person or maybe murder them or something.
Be your corpse.
What'd you say?
That could be your corpse.
The doctor. Right. Or, you know, if we stick around and that guy that is weird that we just, what was it? Millings. Or that guy, maybe, you know, in the next 4 hours, we'll have a altercation and he might end up dead. And then I could kind of make him up to look like Bathwack, even though he's short and old. That wouldn't really work. But it would work for your upper half. If we have an open casket situation, I could make the upper half look like Bathwack. And it doesn't matter that
the upper half might be all that's left, right?
Crap, Bathwack. I like the way that went. Yes,
we only have to fake...
Yeah.
A certain fraction of Bathwack's body.
Who's short that we can kill? Millings, potentially. Fucking Ricardo Ulysses, if he's here. That guy.
Can't we just... Do we really have to kill somebody? Maybe we can just find a business that specializes in creating facsimiles of bodies for people who, you know, disappear at sea... And so that families are able to like bury and mourn their loss, this company will make a facsimile of the body for them to bury.
Well,
surely
would it be
something like that exists.
If it existed in Trent specifically, this tiny town.
What about Captain Clockface?
He looks at you.
He doesn't
Can't
need to
we dress
breathe.
Him up?
We use him as like the skeleton of we could put a bunch of Play-Doh on him. Green
Funny.
Play-Doh.
Rice Krispie treats.
Rice Krispie treats.
Oh man. Like so I have a spell. First of all, I'm exhausted and I've used a lot of my magic today already in my dealings with Bathwack, Rafina. It was Bathwack. I had to cast spells because of Bathwack, okay? So feel
Bathwack,
sympathy for me
how
in this
dare
situation.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, before he talks, let's use the silence. Just cut it off right now. Okay, before he says anything.
You've got 2 minutes.
All right, I have cut a spell where I can make, I could make like charred bones, but I would only be able to cast it a couple times a day, and it would last 1 second, sorry. I have to look over 18 hours. Hey, so that's pretty good. I suddenly know that. Hey, I read my spell. All right.
So the length of a long pause.
Yeah. Yes, the length of a long pause. Hey.
So it's like a circus trick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We could put Bathwack in some kind of box with like a fake floor, and he exits through the fake door, and is replaced by bones. And the box is set aflame.
I know this trick. I know this trick, Roscoe. Will says, like, excitedly.
We could do that trick. Will. Yeah.
We could do that trick.
And then we don't have to have, like, a recognizable body for Bathwack. It's just the remains. And nobody would suspect that, you know, the remains in this box could be anything but Bathwack. He was seen going in there.
The thing that I will say, though, is that, if we do this and, like, that's what we're expecting people to believe, that the bones are Bathwack, then Bathwack needs to either stay away from us while we're on the cruise ship, or we need to have a couple other randos join our party for some reason, because it's going to be very suspicious that a... whatever he looks like, it's just going to be weird. They know, I mean, I don't know. Juliet, who knows what she knows? If she has seen me do anything, if she's been scrying on me and knows that I can change my shape, she might know, okay, well then that guy has changed his shape or something like that. So that's Bathwack, all I worry about.
Bathwack cannot be a part of the party. He can't just be our new friend who happens to be the same size as Bathwack. Yeah. But maybe in the morning, Rafina could ask the captain to hire on a friend of the local ferryman who has just arrived in town and needs a gig on the open seas.
And Bernard says to you, Will, could you make him look like Valencia?
Oh, so that I'm myself while we travel,
or and someone he's else. Valencia I'm sure Bajeman. You can't be yourself.
I mean, right? Well, I mean, I was assuming I was going to be Valencia Bajeman, but I could. Right. You could be Valencia Bajeman, and
could
I
you sustain
just be some
that?
Guy.
You repeat the spell on Bathwack to make him Valencia.
That would have to be this one, and I think okay, the duration is 8 hours. So, out of a 24-hour day that we are awake the whole time, you lose Alex as a player for 12 of those hours. Wait, that's not the right math, is it? 16
of those
hours.
Depends on how many times you cast it.
Right, but I can only. But if I'm doing the creation spell, that's the same level. Just metagame, because like I don't know how to refer to all of this necessarily in character or how nerdy that is. So, but
your mojo.
I only have 2 instances of that spell. Like those are some big spells. Will would say like those are some massive spells. I really could only cast each of those spells once. Like if you want me to create in a day and Bathwack to look like someone else in a day, I could do that. Actually, I don't know if I could do it at the same time. Let me just look for a second. Is this a concentration? Where does it say whether it's concentration?
Creation's not.
Creation is not. Okay, and seeming it doesn't look like is. I don't see it. So, okay. So, yeah. So, I could cast... I could maintain both of those spells.
You also have a level 6 slot, too.
Oh, so I could... Wait, but would that just give me 1 level 5, like, if I, like, use that instead? Okay. So, yeah, like, at the most, I could cast a spell of that level 3 times. And then I would be really tired and sad. So, you know... There are ways to make Bathwack look like other people, probably... And also, the bones don't always have to be bones. We just have to have something rattling around in there at the appropriate time. You know,
the scorpion
shakes
its maracas.
Yeah!
Yeah, scorpion, you can help us!
Yeah!
Woman Scorpion.
Amazing. That's great. God. That's hilarious. Well, I mean, if that is really a thing, then, I mean, like, yeah, but also magnify your voice, Scorpion. Aren't you a god? What happens? Does he magnify the maracas?
You don't hear any chica-chica.
Nothing? We don't hear anything?
Nope.
So the voice, and it was the, that sound maracas stops? Before?
Yeah.
Hey! Is it moving? I do this. I look over it.
What happened? Did someone drop something on him?
You don't see him in there.
What?
There's lots of places for him to hide. You don't think he's necessarily gone.
Okay, Rafina, I don't see it.
Necessarily. Did you check in the googly eye store?
No, I'm not looking in the like, I'm just looking from afar. I don't want to get near it. Rafina.
Well, then why are you... You must not care very much, then. We'll find him later.
That thing already stung me. Why is it not in its cage? It needs to be in a cage.
And suddenly Will feels a sting again. Just kidding.
On a butt cheek.
Oh, no. My butt's going to be invisible. My farts will teleport me through space.
Yes. Yay. Amazing.
Tush.
Will never farts. So. Tush. Yeah, tush. Yeah, that was amazing.
Okay, so right. What is the more, I don't know, practical or safer bet in terms of a disguise for Bathwack? Like a practical effect of like a disguise and makeup that makes him look like, I don't know, another creature type entirely. Like a, I keep thinking Tivoli. That's not what I want. Mm-hmm. It's a furbolg.
Oh.
Maybe we could make him look like a foibolg or something, right? That way,
a what?
We don't need magic to sustain the
disguise.
Do those
exist in your land?
Furbolg?
Furbolg. I don't think you guys have ever met a furbolg.
But do, like, none of us have. Has Roscoe heard of it?
Probably.
All right, Roscoe's cool. met so, a like, furbolg in his travels. He, cool. he knows furbolgs can be pretty big. I think.
Yeah, they're big.
Or it could be, like, I don't know if there's any kind of set of individuals, like a group of folks who always wear, like, clothes that obscure their face or something. Not Ooh. Like, I was starting to say that, I was like, wait, this, like, we can't have the KKK.
Will has a flash to
who?
Will has a flash to Zolbertia because Zolbertia, in his memory, uh-huh. always wore a face, yeah, a like veil. A mask, a veil, and a hood.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, Zolbertia. Could Bathwack be Zolbertia? He's not, Zolbertia's human. Or at least, like, he doesn't have scales.
But the main thing is that I think whoever Bathwack pretends to be needs to be somebody who's, like, always waking, I don't know, below decks as like a you know, a grunt or like a like an oaf or like a goon or a lackey or you know, a henchman or like a boiler man.
Long silence. No, just, we were all holding the silence as long we were hoping.
Uh-huh.
How many words we were counting. Guinness Book of World Records.
make me look like Curtis.
Curtis.
I mean, yeah, I could absolutely make you.
Look. You just said henchman, although he's your brother.
But. So, but like, yeah, Curtis is literally he's part orc. Like, he has orc in him, and so like you looking like an orc currently to everybody else makes Will be like, yeah, I mean, like I could make you look like Curtis, but again. It's like, are we worried about the amount of magic I have to use? Well, out of game, by the way, like, of course, what I want to do is just cast the seeming spell so that Bathwack can roleplay the whole time. Because, like, uh-huh. the dumb thing about this is that, like, potentially Alex is not going to be there.
All right.
I don't want that
so,
to happen.
Out of character, I would invite all of you to check your inventories.
What?
Ooh.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Just okay. see what you guys have.
Okay, what do we have? Oh my god, are we just this dumb? We have like a ring of being another guy.
That's what it's called.
Oh, you know what?
It's a wondrous item.
Roscoe does have that owlbear pelt that we could use for a costume. I think that would be fitting to take advantage of the owlbear pelt that we got from Sim.
I love that. It's not what I'm talking about.
I know, but
are
I
you saying okay. something should new should be there? Maybe I should
no, I didn't put anything in there. There's something in somebody's inventory that could be helpful.
Oh, you guys, I have an instrument of illusions.
Ooh, what's that?
Well, I'll tell you all about it.
Next time on Perfectus.
After I look it up.
I need another drink. You guys look at your inventories. Okay. And I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay, I'm glad to know that it's not that's not sure. what he was thinking of.
KT, like I 100% agree. I think that like he could role play in either of those scenarios.
Yes.
Like you know, it's maybe worth checking in with you, Alex, about do you find one of those options more kind of appealing from a role play perspective? Like playing, Bathwack is going to have to act, which means that, I mean, you already act. I mean, I know you said that, like, Bathwack is you, but, like, you're going to have to play Bathwack as playing either somebody in, like, with a physical disguise and makeup, or as, like, I mean, either, I guess it's not much of a distinction in how the performance element plays in.
Either one is fine.
Yeah.
I could pretend I'm someone else, or I also think it would be very striking if Alex is gone for a while. It's not permanent, so I don't feel bad about it.
I mean, if there was like an actual
either way, like whatever happens, I'm fine with it. Right? As long as it makes sense for the game.
If there's a bunch of like travel in your schedule in the next like month or two, and it was like, well, it makes sense for Alex to take a break. Like, there's nothing saying that we couldn't lean into that, and you know, that's fine. But I don't know.
I could sit here quietly and drink, too. It's okay.
Or you could play and you would be fine with just hanging out. Or, fuck, like, I've played Roscoe and Maurice Thunderclown. You could play a whole other character. While Bathwack is fake dead, you could play some. Because that's honestly the only reason I'm steering our character, or I've been steering Roscoe towards, like Roscoe himself can't be fake dead, is because thinking, well, we need Alex to be able to play something, but if we give ourselves permission and if Alex is excited by the idea of like playing some other character temporarily, then that could be fun, unless that creates more stress for you, Eric. I don't know.
Nope.
I don't see why.
I will do whatever. I'm not worried about
interesting.
It. Also, I found something in my inventory.
What is that?
I think it's what Eric was referring to. I have the Desert Mother weed, which makes Bathpack look different.
It does?
Makes you look different?
Yeah, I smoke it and I look different.
How different?
but Alex has to smoke it.
It makes
I think that's what it makes
you look cool. That's what the commercials have convinced you.
All right, so I'll help you narrow it down.
I have an idea.
Wait, so it's not the illusion thing that Rafael
has? I also
has?
Have a cloak.
It
I
is
also
not.
Have a cloak of Elvenkind.
You have a
is
what?
It the cloak of Elvenkind?
It is not.
I have an idea. It's something that I've keep forgetting to investigate, and it's something that I got off of somebody. That's all. It's already been released, so it's old. It's an old
interesting
item. So that's insane that I haven't really investigated it. I'm
is
glad
there anything
like. In the middle of us all discussing like the series, we're like scheming, and then like we all just check our bags.
Yep. Lay it all out on the table. You like call in more tables just to lay literally everything. It's on
like
the floors.
Tables, everything's taped out.
And when we look back up, when the characters look back up, they're like, "Nah, let's just fake kill Bathwack." Like we've gone through all this, but now.
I give you guys too many things.
Okay.
You guys are spoiled.
You do. Okay. I
we
now
need to,
remember,
we need to go through and clean out and donate some of these things to children who are in need.
I could not
get a dumpster?
Find it in my notes, which is weird because I feel like it should be in my notes, but I'm pretty sure it might be the tragedy mask. Like, is it the tragedy mask? No.
What are these
well,
noises?
I have something that I have completely forgotten about.
Oh.
that might matter.
Okay.
Tell us more.
I have something that I stole from that witch, which could make me look younger.
Oh my god. Mother's milk or whatever? Did you ever use the mother's milk?
It's something gross. It's labeled youth.
Oh, youth.
I don't know if that would do it. Let me see.
I wish it was mother's milk.
Is it like a young, dumb, and full of cum potion?
Yes! For sure.
Something gross.
Okay, I will say it's one of those two things.
Young... It's young, dumb, or calm. It's one of the two. It's one of those.
One of those two things. Yeah. Yeah. Adam.
Oh my gosh.
It's either young, dumb, or calm, or young or dumb, calm.
All right, let's cut to the chase here. It's 11:13. Will you, upon investigating your tragedy mask, you find that it functions exactly as a hat of disguise. Which is how the assassins were able to assume different visages, such as the captain of the ship, for example.
Amazing, of course. Okay.
You are such a lucky...
a lucky duck. Oh.
See, Abby? Again, can't hear it. Definitely not better than my soundboard. Neener, neener.
I'm never gonna do that again, I promise.
Will is actually like embarrassed because, like, even though I'm sure, well, no, actually not with Roscoe present, but I feel like originally with like Bathwack and Rafina, they wouldn't make fun of Will for not thinking of this earlier. But like, I guess I had rolled and I just saw that it was weird. Like, I guess I didn't.
You didn't investigate it fully.
So you're saying I investigate it and now I know this about it.
Yeah, maybe you're just, like, looking through, like, your stuff. Just like, you're trying to see, like, what, you know, fondant noses, and you've got Gwen's pouch.
But he's kind of embarrassed, because in his youth, you'd just be made fun of for this kind of, like, for not thinking of this earlier, you idiot. You're not,
well,
like,
you needed better friends.
I love that there's a character reason for this perfect solution to the problem not to come up. Will keeps it to himself.
Oh yeah, no,
I think it's great.
No, yeah, he wouldn't. He doesn't want to be teased to himself because but he's trying to think like he. I mean, you know, at this point, he's just kind of like, oh, duh, like, and he hits his head, and he's like, this thing, this is, look at this thing. I had not exactly known what this does, but I think it might be able to solve like all those problems of like me not being able to cast enough spells for Bathwack to look something different. Try this. Or, I mean, like, I'll, you know, hold it up to my face, but as long as it doesn't do a Jim Carrey mask situation sucking onto my face.
What does it do? What does it do? Let's try it.
Like, what do you need to do? Do I need to...
You've interacted with items like that before.
Yeah. Okay, so if I hold it up to my face, I just, like, change myself to look like something recognizable that we've...
I mean, it's not like a mask on a stick. It's one you put on. Like, it has a strap.
Oh, like a... Yes, I know, but I assume that if I held it up to my face, it would still work, or do you have to strap it on?
No, you could do that, too.
I just was trying to demonstrate to Bathwack so he didn't have to think that I was giving him a mask that would ease his face off or something like that. Like the captain of the ship or something.
Bam. Like a short Captain Malvolio Paisley.
Short? So, like, I can't change my... So, a hat of disguise doesn't change your height at all?
It still has limitations. You can, I think, be a foot taller or a foot shorter.
Okay, but how tall is he, then?
He's a big man. He's a big man.
He's, like, 7 feet tall? Because I'm 6 foot tall. Something like that. Get out of here! I look like Captain Malvolio Paisley.
Fine, you look like Captain Malvolio Paisley.
I look exactly like
him. Well, goodness, that comes in really handy. Are there any limitations, like, in terms of how long the effects of the mask last?
And would I be able to tell, or should I just say I'm not sure?
Look at the tag.
I haven't used it yet. Yeah. Oh, look, it says made in China.
You just look in your player's handbook.
Machine wash.
Yeah. What'd you say?
So while wearing this hat, you can use an action to cast the disguise self spell from it at will.
Okay.
And it ends if the hat is removed. Yeah. So the
it
spell
ends when the hat is removed, not for the duration.
Well, the spell
duration
lasts an hour.
Okay.
So you would technically have to recast it every hour, but there's no limit
but
to how many
the
times
item
you can cast
casts
it.
The spell.
Maybe you can. Okay. You can if you have the item on, you can cast the spell at will.
All right. Cool.
But at
only at will. Yes.
I've seen these before. Sometimes these acting troupes would kind of partner up with the circus. And one time I was backstage during one of their plays, and a younger actor came up to an older actor, and he had one of these masks that would twin him perfectly into the plot that he was supposed to play. And he came in and he asked this older actor, like, "Hey, what do you think? I'm trying to be exactly like who I'm playing with this mask." And this older actor said, "My boy, have you ever considered acting?"
That's from something.
And that's those actors' names were Dustin Hoffman and Laurence Olivier.
Ah, there you go.
Oh. Yes,
I remember reading that.
Am I right about
story.
That? Is it?
Is that from Tootsie?
At least I think Dustin Hoffman is right. I think that one is.
Yeah,
right.
Marathon Man, Dustin right, Hoffman and Laurence Olivier.
Cool.
Well, Mark Chesson, you can fucking link to some anecdote about that on the wiki.
But also link to want. Hook.
What'd you say? Hook?
Also link Hook? To Hook.
Why? What's in Hook?
Dustin Hoffman.
It's true.
Oh, oh my God. Right.
I remember when
but
I was
he will
younger
do it,
and
I said
found
that.
Out
KT,
that he
keep
was
that
Dustin
in.
Hoffman, and I could not
What, in Hook?
It.
All right.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, I couldn't believe it. Even though he looks just like him,
yeah.
I just had no idea that that was Dustin Hoffman when I was younger.
If you're going to link to Hook, you should also link to I Heart Huckabees. Just saying.
All right.
Okay.
Not about that.
All right, Mark Chesson, you have to link to every movie Dustin
Mark
Hoffman's
Chesson doesn't
in.
Have to do anything. Mark Chesson
I know he
does
doesn't
so
have
much.
To, but he wants to.
No, he has
okay,
to.
Right.
No. You know, the sad part is, like, he'll feel obligated because that's what he does. He's so thorough. Poor
uh-huh.
Mark.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. He's so thorough.
Well, so
I hope
so,
he
so,
has
so,
a library degree.
So, Bathwick.
He probably does.
How does this sound? A fake fight choreographed. Big public epic, including an explosion of some building or something, maybe an outhouse that you go into that explodes. We somehow get you out secretly and replace you with bones.
Two dogs.
No, that's
the
dead dogs.
Good.
So, bones? Are we doing bones or Captain Clockface? I got lost.
We don't need to represent Bathwack's physicality for a corpse. If we can make people believe that he was incinerated,
then
we don't even have to worry about it.
And then hopefully Bathwack, we can even convince people to not want to check on the contents of the box after they've seen the bones, because then I won't have to cast that spell at all. Anyone was worried about my input here.
What spell? What are you talking about?
I have to create the bones, Roscoe. It's a spell.
Oh, well, we could just find real bones, right?
As long as no one's using
like
them.
There's like 824 in this room right now.
Yay!
Okay, and then, if that sounds okay, Bathwick, how does it sound to wear that hat and to cast every hour on yourself the disguise spell, and you get to act like somebody else?
But Bathwick, is there any rule that says you wouldn't be able to be buried in your special grave land if you're burned in a certain way?
Actually,
or if
I don't
you've
think
been
they
disgraced.
Know about that. I don't think they know about that. We didn't.
Then I'm asking out of game.
Because so, like, the whole plot of, like, just meta wise, the whole plot of Bathwacking resurrected is related to getting his army into
right,
Gully's End. So that was not
yeah.
Roscoe
fast.
And Rafina have no idea.
Oh,
and
right.
Will has very, like, on purpose not shared that at this point.
Got
so,
it.
Like,
okay.
Because
okay.
He's like, I don't know what's going to happen there, but I am not sharing that
this
information.
This whole time, Bathwack was just blabbing.
And
about Bathwack it,
is not saying anything, so.
You guys, I'm going to be buried in my special grave, and then I'm going to come back, and it's going to be great.
Okay, we're good then.
More beer.
Well,
so shut up, Abby!
Bathwack, what do you think?
I think we should do it.
Yeah.
Death to Bathwack, long live the king!
Death. To Bathwack, long live
long
the king.
Long live the king.
Death
to
Bathwack,
long
live
the
king.
King.
Come on, Will. Death to Bathwack, long live the king.
He's not really a king, you guys. He's not really a king.
That's the problem with this statement. He's also not going to really be dead.
Unfortunately.
And the door opens to the room, and the bartender comes in. What's that? Did someone need a pitcher of ale? And he has two pitchers, one on each hand, and he slams them down on the table.
Hey, how'd you get past the crickets?
Huh? Anyway, anybody hungry? I got some bread here, some onion soup.
Aww. Yes, that sounds delicious.
Good, good, good. I'll bring it right back. And he shuffles out, comes back in, has some bread, a thing of a
some
a
goods thing. And sundries.
Sundries. No, like, how would you?
Well, he got tripped up.
Picture. No, like
goods
like,
and sundries. He can't do it.
He has onion soup, but like, is there like a communal thing of soup you could bring to a table that people could serve themselves out of?
Like a
big bowl with little bowls? A pot. That's pretty good.
An urn. Rafina! Stop it!
Oh, I sorry. I have death on the brain.
Soup.
A casket of soup.
Oh, my God. We're going to boil Bethwack's cauldron. Bones. It's not even really his bones.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, let's say it's like a margarita pitcher, but of soup.
Yep.
Yep.
It's perfect.
You put salt on the rims of all your bowls.
Nice.
I'm used to eating like this.
This is normal.
He plunks down a cutting board with some bread, a hunk of butter, some cheese.
Yes, butter.
Yep.
Okay.
Cheese. Wow, Bathwack. If we don't kill you, this butter sure will.
Am I right? Cholesterol.
Luckily, none of us have to worry about regular health needs in this world where Rafina can just cure us. I was thinking about that the other day,
life,
by the way.
Life
I was driving
expectancies
around.
Are very short.
Well, I mean, right. But, like, also, like, you never have to worry about, like, atherosclerosis.
Wait a minute.
Atherosclerosis?
Isn't that what it is?
That's one thing. That's a thing,
The hardening of the arteries.
Oh.
I'm sorry that I'm too scientific for you, bro.
It sounded like you were just making up, yeah, like...
No,
I thought you were trying to say arthritis, and then you went into multiple sclerosis.
No. No, I was literally thinking of that as I was driving around, and I was like, man, I hope that, like, when I eat a hamburger, it's not just killing me slowly. And then I'm like, man, wouldn't it be amazing? Yeah. And, like, Rafina could
just
like,
lay
cure
on hands.
My heart.
There's a couple hit points
There's
back.
There's no more cholesterol or whatever. A hardening
I mean,
of the arteries there.
It's D&D, not Star Trek. I don't... Wait. Can
but, like,
Rafina
cure...
Can
things.
Rafina cure Roscoe's diabetes?
Yeah, Roscoe's diabetes? You didn't
probably.
Probably.
Probably why? He drives the rutabaga, you guys.
Look
That's
at his feet.
Really healthy. What's wrong with his
It's true.
Feet?
And mustard has got to be good for you.
Oh.
It's got to be.
I think we recently, in like something I was editing,
it's
we were joking about. Yeah, Drosco had jaundice. Is actually
jaundice.
It's not mustard.
It is not mustard. That is jaundice. He's severely jaundiced.
That's so sad.
That's amazing.
Get him
has
a Billy
a nickname
Rubin blanket.
For his disease, which is mustard.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad.
Is there mustard? Oh my God! Hello, mustard.
Yeah, there's mustard.
Will collapse. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, there's mustard like a pot there. Of mustard. Mustard pot.
But Roscoe brings out his own mustard,
mustard
anyway.
My poisonally derived mustard.
Oh God! Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we have a plan. The specifics of like. The fight, we can wait until Shami and Mo show us the location.
Mm-hmm.
And Will, I'm sure you can come up with some good anti-ferret jokes before the morning. And
I'm not a comedian,
offensive.
Roscoe, if that's what you think my job is. I'm not a comedian, but thank you. All right, anti-ferret
no,
jokes.
No, I mean, you could have surprised me. I mean, usually you're a barrel of laughs.
Roscoe looks over at the clock face, rolls his eyes, does a little thumb gesture to Will.
He does the same thumb gesture to Will, but
nice.
He doesn't roll his eyes because he doesn't have any.
Sure.
And then I want, like, just, I'm sure we have to, like, end because we're all tired.
Yep.
But I definitely want to look at Bernard because, like, I hadn't seen him before. like this room, and I feel really weird that like we might be sending him somewhere, and I've been thinking about that a lot.
He sees you looking at him, he looks at you and puts his head on your knee.
Oh no, I don't like it.
Looks up at you.
Oh no, Will's heart hurts. Ah!
Oh, that's gonna make Will crabbier.
Oh my god. He gives him a big piece of bread with butter on it. A lot of butter.
There's also a plate of sliced beef.
Oh, well then he gives him the beef. You just added the beef because
too late. You gave him the bread.
It's in my notes. Look, I didn't make that up right now to make you feel bad.
I see
look.
A picture of Murray.
Oop.
It disappeared.
Where'd it go? Shit. No.
Oh my god, it's literally
how convenient.
You guys,
wow. Where,
Eric, what, like
look.
Oh, that was okay. Cosmic.
Sliced beef.
Okay, it says beer, whiskey, water, milk, bread, chowder, onion soup, goose.
I don't know what that says either.
Cheese, yeah. Butter, sliced beef. So what are those things that you actually said? You didn't say whiskey. Wait,
I didn't say
I
said beer.
Whiskey last time. We got whiskey to deliver to the table as we arrived.
Oh, you did? I didn't remember that.
And then we got beer.
And I said bread, onion soup, cheese, butter. Yes. And then just now I said sliced beef.
Yeah, okay. So I definitely, I get bread and butter. I give that to him. And then I look at a sliced beef and I give like.
He inhales it.
Give him that, and then I also give him like what I think I would eat, because Will's just like, this sucks. I don't want to have to ask him this, and this he's feeling very guilty and weird over this big kind of job that might be posed to him, because he knows Bernard's going to say yes. I know Bernard's going to say yes.
Do you want to have a separate mind text session with Bernard between now and the next time?
Well, honestly, no, because you want to know what? Like,
what?
I think storifically, that's my word that I'm just going to use now.
I love
that word.
Storifically, Will is like having this moment where he's looking at Bernard and knowing that he's going to have to send him to protect these people, and knowing that Bernard would want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way. If he knew that Bernard would be hesitant, he wouldn't even ask. He'd be like, no, like, I'm not sending my brother. But because he knows that Bernard, this is like exactly why Bernard died. Like, he's the kind of person that would be like, no, we have to stand up for what's right. We have to go and protect the people that we can.
Like,
and if
an
I
idiot.
Can fly across, like an idiot. And so if he flies across the land and he gets killed. And again, like, my big concern here is that I don't think I've witnessed Bernard die since since he's come back into my life.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
So like, I don't know if it's still the same situation. I'm not, it's definitely not, because he can talk to everybody and not just to me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very worried that if he dies, it could be permanent. And I don't know what's going on with worlds and where we are. Mm-hmm. And so Will is very scared about losing his brother.
Yeah.
And he knows he's going to do it anyway. And it's like, this is what happened last time. Like, what am I going to do?
It's so sad.
It is really sad.
Okay.
This is a comedy podcast, everybody. Sorry. All of that to say, he would very much, he's going to let Bathwack just ask Bernard himself.
Oh,
he doesn't look at Bernard as a servant or a dog. He looks at Bernard another person that's a member of this party.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Even though he doesn't know whether he can die or not, or whether he has powers,
this is
something
for
Bernard
Bathwack's
would say
family.
Yes. If Bernard had been there in the first place, Bernard would have already been like, Will, I'm going. Like, you can't stop me anyway. So that's what he's dealing with right now, is like, oh, now I have to let this stupid guy ask you to go save his dumb family, and you're my family. Damn it. You know, the end. I hope that broke a few hearts out there.
Yep.
That's it broke my heart. It was terrific. It was terrific.
I now picture, just so you know, I picture Bernard as our dog Murray.
I know.
Do you?
Of course.
I don't look at Murray and see Bernard.
No,
like,
no, the other way around.
When you just said that, I'm like, yeah, I know, because Murray's got those eyes that can
like
really,
when I pick, like when I said, puts his head on your knee, I picture our dog.
Oh, God, he's the
Murray
best.
Is so that dog.
He is.
So, all right, so
yes, so me and Rafina, we can maybe take a look at the site, the location. I mean, all of us can, but we can work on the extraction and the replacement and supports for the fight. Will and Bathwack, you two are going to have to work together to choreograph a fight in private. Yeah. Nobody can see you practicing it or mapping it out, but you're going to have to practice it. Will, you've got to practice some anti-ferret propaganda. And Bathwack, the most important thing is that before the fight in the morning, you have to come up with the perfect final words before you die. Because that's going to be part of the story that people tell. That's the clincher. That's what we in the circus call the money shot.
That's not the circus.
Will
Roscoe
loves everything that was just said. Will is like almost claps, and then he's like, no, I'm not gonna clap, but like, yes, absolutely. Like, the way that Roscoe's been talking in this session is so like show business, which is like all what Will is about too, which I love so much. Will's all suddenly Will's like, wow.
Huh? Will's the greatest showman.
I almost like Roscoe.
How does that sound, Bathwack? Do you think that's something that you can come up with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Listen to that.
Wow.
Listen to the guy. Bravo. That's the guy.
That's the guy. And we're gonna find out what Bathwack's final words are.
Oh my gosh.
Next time. On Pork Fried Dice. That was a Bathwack pause.
Oh my god. Nice.
Wow.
Wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.